everybody. Welcome back. It is Wendy Sellers, the HR lady, and I am here with Patty Gander. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Wendy.
I was going to call you the best lady.
Yeah, my logo. My God, my logo shirt on today, so I must be.
Well, this is audio only, so they can't see that. But your company is Business Essential Skills Training, and you have a main focus on the manufacturing industry, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Although I've done training and education in other industries, my primary focus really is in the manufacturing industry. That's my sweet spot. It's my heart. I love manufacturing. So I love doing things for manufacturing companies.
So let's just say I have a manufacturing company, which I do. I have some clients that are manufacturing. I know you and I have actually worked in similar clients and the same clients together. And they're saying, hey, Wendy, we need a training. And I'm like, yep, I got the management part going on over here or the HR part, but you need a lot more training than I can even comprehend. What type of training or courses would you, or even assessments, I guess, would you use to say, all right, let's first figure out what your gaps are and then jump into the actual training?
Yeah. So normally I would start with doing an organizational assessment and identifying what specific gaps they have. And a lot of times what you find out that the gaps start at the upper level in the organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't necessarily have a strategic planning process to have an understanding of what direction that they're taking the company in. And so if they lack that strategic planning process, then they're not identifying what their capacities and capabilities need to be in the future. They're not identifying, we call it the technology roadmap, what technology do you think you need to have in the future? And then saying, okay, based on these technologies, then these are the capabilities that I'm going to need in the future. And then being able to do that assessment internally and saying, who do I have that possesses any of these capabilities? Who do I have that may not possess those capabilities, but I think are trainable for those? And then looking at the gap and saying, okay, where am I coming up short? And then figuring out from a hiring perspective, what does that person look like that I need to bring in? Because the reality is I'm probably not going to be able to hire people with all the capability. So what are the key capabilities that I need to have that when they walk in the door and the rest that I can train for? The other thing too, with manufacturing companies, every manufacturing company thinks they're unique and they are a little unique, but you and I both know that they're not. But when it comes to training, you get a little bit uniqueness because of how they do things and the equipment that they use. So off the shelf canned training programs don't necessarily, you can't take it, like I call it spreading peanut butter. You can't take that training and like peanut butter and spread it across the organization. Mm-hmm. You have to have the ability to customize the training so that the training becomes relevant to the organization, to the way they do business, to the equipment that they use, to the culture of the organization, all of those things where then, you're custom fitting the manufacturing training that you're going to do. But first and foremost, you got to know what it is you need before you
right.
can figure out how to do the training. And part of the problem is, when you're looking at manufacturers, again, a lot of manufacturers are small. They're good at manufacturing.
Right.
They're not trainers.
Right.
So they try doing like on the job training programs so now you've taken a really productive person, put a new person with them that they're not necessarily good at training, and taken your really productive person and made them less productive while they're trying to train somebody else. And they're not necessarily a good trainer to begin with. So now I have two people working at a less than optimal level. And now my productivity's down. And I go, I got two people. Why is my productivity down?
Right. I see it all too often. I mean, even in the non-manufacturing industry, where we take our experts, our subject matter experts, and we just automatically assume that they're going to be the best trainers. And it's like, no, they might not be. Maybe they're going to be involved in helping a true trainer, develop the program. Maybe they're going to be somebody that we shadow, but there needs to be a coach, a mentor, or an actual true trainer there. And that's where someone like you comes in, someone like myself comes in. And then, of course, the company that is hosting this podcast, which is Aurora Training, where you don't have to hire a me or hire a you, even though we would love for you to do that. But to do training, you can find some training that is online already that will possibly fill the bill, but you have to still talk about it. You can't just put somebody in front of a computer and say, okay, they watched a 90-minute training, they're going to get it. They still have to be assessed and test and coached to make sure that they are doing whatever it is that you train them correctly. If you're not assessing it, and then you figure out at their 1 year review a year later, and you're like, oh, I forgot to tell you, you weren't doing good.
Right.
Yeah. And that's one
of the, that's one of the problems that a lot of the manufacturers have is, you know, they develop these training programs, but they have no measure or no metric to identify the effectiveness of the training. So it's like, you know, they run these training programs, they have somebody tell people how to do things, then they put them out into the manufacturing environment, and they're finding they're not, you know, their productivity is not great, they're creating quality issues, and they go, well, I trained you. Well, you, what I think you got out of it can be very different than what you actually got out of it.
Right.
So not having that measure of effectiveness and understanding. And also, if you're not, if, I mean, we both know, you get a bunch of people in a room that you're training, you have to be able to speak to those different types of people in a way that they understand. And a lot of times it's like, if I'm an employee of a company and I'm really good at what I do, I can only explain it to you the way I understand it to be. And I may not be able to explain it in the way that you need to understand it.
Yeah.
So that's one of the fallacies too.
That's actually a great segue into our next session, which is going to be about tips for workers entering the manufacturing industry. Because as a new hire, whether you have 1 year experience, zero, or 50 years experience, you know, you sometimes have to manage the manager, right?
Yep.
And so when we come back in series four of this session on manufacturing, I want to discuss these tips to help our workers, and then continue actually talking about how are we going to help those employers too. So we'll see you folks in a moment.